Congressman Connor Lamb visited U.S. troops in Afghanistan over Thanksgiving. The Western Pennsylvania Democrat talked with 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins about President Trump's foreign policy. They also spoke about the president's decision to pardon three soldiers who were accused or convicted of war crimes. But first, Lamb applauded military efforts to combat ISIS.
The part of the war that's against the Taliban is a stalemate and it's difficult for us. But in the last year, they have done some incredible work against ISIS, which is kind of a whole separate part of the conflict that Americans don't really think of as much in Afghanistan. But in just a year's time, they've taken almost all of ISIS's territory away from them and made a real contribution to the safety of that country.
Speaking of the Taliban, actually, President Trump also visited Afghanistan over the Thanksgiving holiday. And while he was there, he announced that peace talks with the Taliban were back on, which surprised Afghan and Taliban officials who said that was not the case and they were confused by his announcement. Based on what you heard during this trip, has anything changed during the Trump administration?
I think that people believe that in the last 2 or 3 years, we have inflicted more and more casualties on the Taliban, which has made them more willing to negotiate. I heard that last year when I was there, and I heard it again this year. And so that's something that people think has changed under this administration for sure. I think more just because of the passage of time, but they seem to believe that is what makes the Taliban willing to talk, whereas in years past, they weren't as interested in that. I don't know if that answers your question. But.
Sure. But I guess I'm curious what you make of the president's remarks when it comes to peace talks with the Taliban, when it comes to a ceasefire. Is that what do you make of his remarks?
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's kind of two different things there, right? The talks are one thing and the ceasefire is another. And I think the surprise that you remarked on had a little bit more to do with his talk about the ceasefire, because, you know, that is something that the Taliban have never really successfully agreed to. And so I don't think people there are really optimistic that that's going to be part of this. But I do think a lot of folks serving us in Afghanistan believe that talks should be taking place. We've been at war for way too long. It is a stalemate. And so we have to be talking to try to end this. And we think that that process can be done and bring the troop level down while still keeping America safe.
I do want to keep this conversation focused on the military, but pivot a little bit. You have successfully prosecuted cases of military misconduct. I'm curious what you make of the president intervening in cases recently in which service members were accused or convicted of war crimes and pardoning them for their conduct. What do you make of those pardons, and do you approve of them?
I think it's deeply concerning that the military members and civilian heads of those departments themselves were in such deep disagreement with the president, and that you had Navy SEALs themselves saying this was a situation where he had broken faith with what the Navy SEALs were really supposed to be about. And look, it's, you can't ignore the fact that the president seems to be making this a political issue and a political decision instead of one that's about the facts and the laws and the moral standards that bind the U.S. military. So I'm very concerned about it. Each one of the cases involved is very different, so I think it's important that we not just address these things as a political matter. But at the end of the day, one of the things that this is showing the American people is that the president does have pardon authority. It's legal what he did, whether you like it or not. And so, you know, that might be something we have to think about going forward, about whether we want to take another look at those laws and the options that are available to him. But I think the important thing is that we continue to administer military justice in a fair in a predictable way so that military commanders and people with experience can make the decisions about these cases.
That was 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins speaking with Democratic Congressman Connor Lamb. Lamb represents Allegheny County suburbs and Beaver County.